because of the love and because the sins are forgiven. The love will never be removed from you. The abundant pardon is never withdrawn from you. This is what is offered. This is the lavish and extravagant invitation. You're invited to come. You're invited to seek. Promise and pardon are available to you at no cost. This all comes to you at no cost. So this is not the whole Christian story, and with this I'll end. It comes to you at no cost. But for the host, it comes at a great cost. You're right, James. Nothing is free. The food that is consumed in one and two is perfect. And you're right, James. There is no judge who can acquit every single guilty person competently. And so what the host and what the judge did, said, I will pay. Give that to me. I'll buy all of it. I'll pay it myself. So God himself sent himself and his son to buy your banquet. God himself. I mean, to this day, I know there's lawyers in this room, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's baffling. How can a judge take the place of a person who's guilty? I don't know of any system that does that. I don't know. If there were a loved one in my life that was guilty of a capital crime, and a death sentence was pronounced by a judge, I cannot go up to the judge and say, I'll take it. I'll take it. I love him. I love her. I'll take it. Let me pay that price. It doesn't happen in our legal system. I don't, at least I'm not that aware of, there's no clause that says, oh, there's this substitution clause. And so, once again, God's ways exceeding our ways, this thought exceeding our thoughts, him coming in our stead, in our place condemned, he stood. The guarantee of pardon comes at another's expense. The guilty are acquitted because the sentencing was served by another. And let me tell you who that other was and is and will be for all eternity. His name is Jesus. And these are offered to you because these are offered to you freely, because the host and the judge has incurred the cost upon himself so that he could dispense it liberally, infinitely, forever. I want to tell you this morning that there is no other offer in the world that will rival this offer. It is so outlandish, it is so extravagant, so lavish, that even creation itself, do you see it in verse 12, cannot fathom it. What do you mean the mountains and the hills are singing? What do you mean the trees are clapping and rejoicing? Because in all the created order, even the angels, the Bible will attest to, they don't get it. Those are beyond my ways. Those are beyond our understanding. How can God give such an invitation? Oh, what a great love. That's such a great cost. And so this morning, did you hear that invitation? The invitation to come. The invitation to seek. And whether it's a strange feeling in your stomach, or a switch in your mind, or an inkling of, I want that. This is not social coercion. This is not social peer pressure. This is not the whims and the wiles of a speaker. This is the Spirit of God saying, come. 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 And don't leave here. Because today may be the greatest joy, the greatest day of your life. You will sense joy and peace that are unrivaled. Tell the friend that brought you. Tell the loved one that dragged you. If you came by yourself, come up here and say, Bing, give me that. Well, if you have walked through these doors distressed and dissatisfied, know that you can leave with exuberant joy and persistent peace. Let's pray.